Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Tom Barrack's warning to Lebanon against, quote, going back to Bilad al-Sham, an implicit American acknowledgement that the Ummah's unification project through the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, is the only true rival to the American project in the region. On July 12, 2025, in an interview with Arab News, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Tom Barrack, launched a new series of statements that expose the American project in the region and confirm the depth of the crisis the U.S. administration is facing in implementing its, quote, new Middle East project. Barrack revealed that the United States facilitated secret talks between Lebanon and the usurping Jewish entity. Quote, the United States facilitated behind-the-scenes talks between Lebanon and, quote, Israel. Things are moving at a rapid pace, end quote. Even faster, according to him, are the talks between the new regime in Syria and the Jews. Quote, I observe the reality that Syria is moving at a light speed to seize the historic opportunity presented by POTUS, lifting of sanctions, investment from Turkey, and Gulf diplomatic outreach to neighboring countries, end quote. He warned that if Lebanon does not move toward the American solution, it will return to Hashem, waving the card of borders and political identity, and warning of a new fate for Lebanon if it does not walk the path of normalization and surrender. Quote, Trump was brave in giving Syria a chance in what happened since the West's intervention and Sykes-Picot was not good. Quote, Lebanon risked going back to Bilad al-Sham if it failed to act quickly on regional realignment. As for America's allies, from the minorities, those it recently hosted conferences for and promised many states here and there, it is now turning against them, stating through its envoy, quote, the American position rejects federalism in Syria, stressing that the country must remain unified with one army and one government. He continued, there's not going to be six countries. There's going to be one Syria, ruling out the possibility of establishing independent Kurdish, Alawite, or Druze entities. And he added, quote, the U.S. is not dictating terms, but would not support a separatist outcome. We're not going to be there forever as the babysitter. In a blunt diplomatic message that disregards all promises and commitments, he proudly announced that, quote, pardon and forgiveness for organizations that were until recently labeled by him as, quote, terrorists. He lifted that label from Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and opened the door to resettlements for Iran's party and its heavy weaponry. Despite it remaining on the, quote, terrorist list, he even turned his back on the SDF, Syrian Democratic Forces, which had served him for years, giving them a choice between submission or replacement. Quote, we do not owe them the right to establish an independent government within the state. Yes, we owe them the duty of treating them fairly if they are not reasonable. Then another alternative comes onto the agenda. This is the logic of American politics. Function in exchange for survival, surrender in exchange for American satisfaction, and this is America faithless and honorless. All Muslims in Lebanon, specifically, and Hashem generally, we know that America does not care about the fate of Lebanon or Syria. It sees the region's people as mere tools and pawns for its deals and alliances. What America really cares about is integrating the Jewish entity into the region as a, quote, natural partner, while dismantling what remains of the Ummah's unity and looting its resources, especially amid the global race for gas and strategic minerals and its economic conflict with China. What Barrack said about Lebanon returning to Hashem is not a slip of the tongue, but rather a statement with strategic depth. It reveals that America is fearful of the Ummah returning to its origin, to its unity, and to its Islamic political project. It is a statement that carries both a threat and an admission at the same time. A threat to those who reject the American solution of normalization and surrender, that they may be returned to their origin, and an admission that this origin, the unity of Hashem, indeed the Islamic Ummah as a whole, is still alive in people's consciousness, deeply rooted in the land and present in souls despite all the years of marginalization and the attempts to erase the true identity of this region. This indicates that the Ummah still possesses within itself the spark of Islamic revival and that the project of the Khilafah, which expresses the unity of the Ummah, not just a sham, and which is being fought by America and the Jews, is still the greatest threat to their dominance and interests in the region. And this threat is used by Barak and his administration as a scarecrow to make the minorities fear for their fate under this alternative, thereby pushing them into the arms of the American project, even to the extent of making them adopt it as their own. This confirms that the Ummah still harbors within it the spark of Islamic revival, and that the project of the Khilafah, which expresses the unity of the Ummah, not just a sham, and which is fought by both America and the Jews, is still the greatest threat to their dominance and interests in the region. Barak and his administration use this threat as a scarecrow to make the minorities fear for their future under this alternative, and thereby push them into the arms of the American project, even to the point of embracing it as their own. As for us, Hizb Tahrir and Wilaya of Lebanon, we can only regard ourselves as the primary Hizb concerned with such statements, and we respond to them with full confidence. The core conflict in the region is a civilizational struggle between the Islamic Ummah and the secular disbelieving West, a conflict of values and civilizational concepts. The West has never ceased plotting against the Ummah and oppressing it. Its colonialism began by destroying the Khilafah, followed by the division and fragmentation. We declare that this colonialism will not end except by the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised would follow this current tyrannical rule, whose end we are witnessing by the will of Allah. The statements, despite their threats and arrogance, reflect one clear truth. The Islamic project for unity expressed by the establishment of the Khilafah on the method of prophethood is what truly worries decision-making circles in Washington. It is reshaping their calculation of dominance and influence in the region. Even the Jews, through Netanyahu himself, have clearly expressed their fears about the Khilafah being established on the Mediterranean shores and have stated their willingness to strike it wherever it may arise. The minorities game. The West is currently playing just as it once played to bring down the Islamic State Caliphate is directed at non-Muslims whom Muslims consider citizens of the Islamic State. They have the same rights and responsibilities as Muslims. These minorities lived under Islamic rule before and did not suffer injustice. Many of them even praised Islamic governance. When we consider what Barak said in threatening the SDF and others, he calls minorities that if they don't comply with this agenda, they will suffer. We see that he has exposed his own government as one that uses these people for its own interests, not theirs, as it falsely claims. This shows the stark contrast between Islam's statement of minorities and that of America and the West. History is the greatest witness and greatest exposer. O Muslims, the Islamic project of uniting the Ummah, i.e. the Khilafah, on the method of prophethood, is not the scarecrow that America and its envoys try to portray. Rather, it is the project of dignified life, honor, and justice. Barak, whether he realizes it or not, has exposed that this Islamic political project, the Khilafah, is the only true competitor to the American project, and that the real fear in Washington and among the Jews is from the return of the Khilafah that will unify the Ummah and end subservience. O Muslims, we in Hizb Tahrir, Wilaya of Lebanon, call on you to shape your own future with your own hands, not with the hands of the West, not through conspiratorial conferences, nor through the threats and statements of ambassadors and envoys. Be as Allah intended you to be, one Ummah, not Eastern nor Western, leading, not being led, ruling by Islam, not by Sykes-Picot system. Return Lebanon with your own hands to its true origin as part of Hashem, and more broadly, a part of the Muslim lands, and be the just Ummah that Allah Almighty described.
كذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا.
And thus we have made you a just community, that you will be witnesses over the people, and the messenger will be a witness over you. Hizb Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.